Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Google, there's a story that I came across. I think a few months ago, Jaguar embarked on a rebrand, right? And then coincidentally, they came out with their reports and their sales were down. The reports are like they're down 97 point something percent, almost 98%. And this doesn't necessarily have to do with the rebrand per se, because we know that the car market has just been very, very, strained as of late. So it could all just be a coincidence.
Coincidence? Maybe. But yeah, it does tell us something about a significant shift within the consumer market. You're quite right on the rebrand. It actually was met with some disgruntlement from many members of the public, essentially saying that the logo and emblem of the Jaguar being completely removed and just a print aspect, certainly not adding to the elegance or the history of the brand. But if we do take a look at the vehicle sales, this is what we certainly need to be worried about. As you mentioned, 98% is a decline in their vehicle sales is not something to scoff at, Cesar. Looking at the numbers and the metrics that I see online, it does seem as though there were only about just shy of at least 4,000 vehicles that were registered in the first, 49 Jaguars were registered on the continent in the month of April. 1 month, 49 cars. So that does tell us something about the growing concerns about the slowdown in sales that's taking place. I do believe, though, that this does align with several conversations we've had previously, taking a look at the vehicle sales market in South Africa, where there's just been the significant growth of the Chinese brands, GWM, of course, Haval, who have not only expanded on the dealership network, but also seeing a significant increase in sales. What will also be interesting to witness, and we continue these conversations with leading financial services institutions, is the financial agreements or just financial ability of consumers to buy luxury vehicles in South Africa. We are seeing that consumers are extending their payment periods to 7 or even 9 years at times. Coupled with that, they're also looking to find alternative forms of payment, which do include a balloon payment and largely also just struggle in terms of the interest rate uptake. So that will be something that we continue to look at. But I think just telling us about a change in the tide in terms of consumer demand.
Yeah. And I think, in fact, what's going to happen is people are just going to end up buying cars for convenience. So this thing of luxury vehicles will probably be a thing of the past somewhere in the not so distant future. We'll see how it plays out.
100%. Another aspect, though, that does actually speak to consumer dynamics, especially on the front where it comes to the surge of online gambling, a brand that we're all familiar with, Famous Brands. Now, they own the likes of Debonair's Pizza, Fisherways, and a few others. They've actually highlighted the fact that some South African consumers are choosing and struggling between making a choice between gambling and buying takeaways. So this appears to be a growing trend. We're well aware of the large numbers that have been reported in terms of online gambling in South Africa, upwards of the billions, and that's largely on the back of the fact that we see a very competitive market in that space. Famous Brands did mention in a recent update that they are seeing this play into the decisions that some of their consumers take as to whether or not they should buy takeout or actually gamble. It's not quite clear, though, how this will continue to roll out in the South African environment, where ultimately food is important. But of course, the online surge of online gambling is what continues to raise a concern for consumers in their spending, especially in a very low growth environment like South Africa. Interest rates might be cut, inflation weaker, but still feeling the pressure in terms of food costs. So let's see how this one plays out in the country.
Yeah, the thing with gambling is people actually do get addicted to it, right? So at some point it becomes an involuntary action. We really should be looking at gambling just like we look at drugs, like we look at alcohol addiction, etc. So on. We should be restricting access to gambling sites. It shouldn't be as prevalent as it is. It's very, very sad, man. Like, people lose everything and sometimes end up losing their lives as a result of that. So it's something that I think we definitely need to have a deeper discussion about.
100%.
And the markets, what are they looking like?
Markets, well, hopefully this will be a beginning of a better quarter and a better year so far for the remainder of the year. But ultimately, we did see a positive closeout to the first half yesterday. The All Share Index will open up from 96,429 points today. Currency-wise, we're still holding our own. 70.70 to the US dollar, 24.33 to the British pound, and 20.86 is where we're trading against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Before we let you go, would you work for Equity?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Simple answer, but there's a greater justification behind the answer.
100%.
Business Update with Gulit Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.